Amin, amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to do something different today. I'm going to read a song by Baal Mohayedin to begin. It's from a new book that just came out called Life is a Dream. It's called I Had a Dream. And it was written in 1946. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes, and sleeping without sleeping. About driving out the horrible monkey, mounting the horse of the breath, and riding away. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about slipping gently into the green color, about two becoming indivisibly one. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about beating off and banishing the five entities and dwelling with the blissful guru in a state of true love. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about journeying and arriving in the city of Chennai, meeting and embracing the king of the city of Chennai. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about climbing the rungs of the ladder, ascending, embracing and holding on to my highest one. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about humbly walking towards my bridegroom, the wedding necklace fastened around my neck. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about living with purity and happiness, holding the rudder firmly and steering with ease. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about setting the mast, boarding the ship, and sailing away. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about finding and dispelling that which appeared and was born with me, and establishing the silent potter there in its place. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about truly knowing the five and the six, gazing at my father and boarding the ship. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about pushing aside the honors, learning my lessons, and acknowledging the beggar requesting alms. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about holding the arm of my own bridegroom. The two of us are happy together, yet I give myself away. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes and sleeping without sleeping, about regarding my bridegroom with overwhelming joy, mounting the king's elephant of grace and flying away. I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes, and sleeping without sleeping. When I read this the first time, it reminded me very much of a meditation Bawa suggested to us in the early days when we were with him. And it was about meditating on the guru, on the sheikh, and merging with that. About slipping gently into the green color and the two becoming indivisibly one. The green color, of course, represents the ketub. About beating off and banishing the five entities and dwelling with the blissful guru in a state of true love. This need to be able to lose the self in the ketub, in the guru, in the teacher, is a very important concept, because in the transformation of ourself, there has to be the becoming of something else. And what is it, in fact, that we want to become? We want to become reality. Well, what is the ketub? The ketub is a manifestation of reality in our midst. Somebody asked me a few days ago, why does Bawa say, "My love you," instead of "I love you"? Because the love that Bawa carries is not an I love. It's a reality love. It doesn't have anything to do with I. It has to do with things on another plane, on another level, on the level of truth, on the level of reality, on the level of true love that's sent by Allah. So when he says to someone that he loves them, he says, "My love, you," which means that what he's carrying, that essence of love, he is blessing you with it. He's handing it to you also, the opportunity to participate in it. He's giving you that which is real, and you now have the opportunity to share in it. Now, we need to purposefully move towards that sharing. We need to purposefully create a situation where we embrace, take hold of, slide into, disappear into, become one with that which is real. And so he says, "I had a dream. I had a dream about casting off my cares, closing my eyes, and sleeping without sleeping." He's changing states. It's a state of meditation. It's a sleeping without sleeping. This is real. But there's a change of state going on. The world no longer is a burden. It doesn't sit on your shoulders anymore. And then he goes through all the different meditative states that he goes into. Bawa has said that there is only one male, and that is Allah. And we are all his brides. So when he speaks about the bridegroom, he's talking about Allah. And he's talking about him being ready for that embrace, wearing his wedding necklace. These are all signs of emerging that is going on. These are all indications of emerging that's going on. He talks about driving out the horrible monkey, mounting the horse of the breath, and riding away. What is the horse of the breath? La ilaha illallah is the horse of the breath. The ride, you ride on the kalima. You ride on the very strong acknowledgement that all that exists is Allah. And if all that exists is Allah, what happens to your cares? What happens to the mundane situations of the world? What happens to the small, petty things that consume our existence and that make us full of fret and anxiety and depression and difficulty? What happens to those things when we take off truly into the realm of only God exists? They become burned. They disappear. They have no place. They are gone. And as they disappear, our attachment to them, of course, disappears. We cast off our attachments. And as those attachments are cast off, we become free to enter into the merging with reality. We go into a different kind of state. To some, it may appear to be a state of sleep, but in this case, that sleep is being asleep to the world as opposed to asleep to reality. Because when we're asleep to the world, when we no longer acknowledge the world and give the world credence, we become different to the ones who are acknowledging the world. We become strange. We become something other. We become something that they can't communicate with, because to communicate at the level where the world has disappeared, you have to be in that state where the world's disappeared, or you can't do it. People can only be in the place that they are, and you cannot be there unless you're there. In the 60s or 70s, they used to say, you're either on the bus or you're off the bus. Literally, you get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, it's not going to be given to you that easily. You're going to have to do some kind of work in order to get it. And that means an intention is going to have to be formulated and set up that says, I want to know. I want to find reality. I want to disappear the I that wants. And I want to know how it happens. Well, the way it happens is to meet somebody who's disappeared. And when you run into that one who's disappeared, then you can begin to watch what it looks like when someone has disappeared. what goes on in their existence? What are they like? How are they different from our normative experiences? And how do they handle themselves in what appear to be normative experiences? The extraordinary thing about one who's disappeared is he goes through the normative experiences that we all go through, yet they become elevated into reality experiences. And he is constantly capable of being that bridge from illusion to reality for each of us. The presence of the Master is the presence of a shift in perception, a shift from illusion to reality. The Master is in essence a portal, a threshold, a doorway to the next understanding. A mazar is a place of burial. Where Ba was buried, there is a domed building built over his grave. And I was at the property once in a very foggy morning. And I was looking at the building over his gravesite off in the distance. And it was all encased in fog. Now, you've all learned in school the difference between concave and convex. One is when the circle comes out and you see the edges of the dome as circular, the other being when it seems to go in. Truthfully, I don't remember which one is in and which one is out. Does anybody know?
Concave is in.
Is in. So when I was looking at it, first it was convex, and then it turned concave. And all of a sudden, the dome became an entranceway. And I had this realization, which I already knew, but now I saw it. This was a path into another realm, in the same way that the Qibla is a portal. Understand what you're looking at. You're looking at a concave circle so that you see a portal to where? To reality. And that's why there's no writing on it. There's nothing on it. It just is. And we pray in front of it because we're praying at the doorway to Allah that we need to pass through. And that's what the meditation on this ketub is. It's a meditation on the reality that's been manifest into our existence, which becomes a portal for us to transfer into the truth. Our life goes from narcissistic to empathetic, from narcissistic to mercy and compassion. Mercy is something that's given to someone else. Compassion, the way you get it is to give it. The narcissist doesn't give. He holds on. The one who is passing through illusion learns to give. So we need, in our quiet moments, to be able to go into a meditation where we picture the Sheikh before us, and we picture emerging with that. And what is that? It's the qualities of reality. Because if you truly got to know what was sitting in front of you when you looked at Bawa, you would realize that what it was the manifestation of the qualities that are Allah's in form. And that's what you learned was why, whenever you came into contact with him, the situation changed. Because all of a sudden, mundane became quantified into something else. Because it was done with the qualities of Allah. A discussion about what kind of tires should you use in the snow all of a sudden becomes an elevated escape from illusion into reality, even though the discussion seems to be about illusion. Because everything he touched was touched with the qualities of Allah. Everything he said was said with the qualities of Allah. Every phrase that came out of him was phrased with mercy and compassion. Imagine merging with that. Well, that's the meditation. Imagine merging with that. Do it. Imagine merging with that. Now I have found when I have trouble going to sleep, I picture my Sheikh and I fall into his grasp. And sleep comes very easily. We need to be awake in him. And awake in him is being in a meditative state in him. We need to give up the narcissistic attitude of this illusory existence. In the story of Narcissus, he was rather a cold, cruel being who was cold and cruel towards things that loved him. And then a being that loved him prayed that he find love, but it was heard by someone who understood the nature of Narcissus, so they twisted it and made it a self-love to show him the cruelty that he had imposed upon others. So when Narcissus saw his own vision in a pond, he fell in love with it. But it was a love that couldn't be fulfilled, couldn't be satisfied, because it wasn't real. It was an illusory image. And when he put his hand to grab himself, it wasn't there. The story goes on that he eventually died of this compulsion to love himself. The point being that there is no cure in this compulsion to love ourselves. There is no cure in continually adding to ourselves. There is no outlet. There is nowhere to go. And what the Sheikh has done is he's come and given us a place for an outlet to create love, to give love, and to disappear into love. And this is the path we need somehow to undertake. We need to get rid of the self-love and enter into empathetic love. We need to go to the place where we feel others, where we get to know the insides of others, their hunger, their pain, their joy. And it's through that that we begin to find the reality of La ilaha illallah. And the greatest manifestation and the closest connection to that is the Kutub, is the Shaykh, is the teacher who carries that love for you as an example of what you can be. And then the word I becomes less and less a part of our vocabulary. Bawa always said, my, not I. And my carries with it a different implication. We need to begin to understand that in giving, our true glory is found. And through giving, we open ourselves up to the cornucopia of giving. Because Allah and His ability to give are without limit. And when we attach ourselves to that, then no longer is there a poverty of being. No longer is there a limit to things. We are now attached to that which is always abundant, that which is always full, that which cannot be depleted. So all of our fears, all of our trepidation, all of our anxiety about not enough, about the things that go along with not enough, disappear because we live in the abundance of our Lord. We live in the abundance of reality. We understand that the true abundance is in that which is not manifest according to the rules of manifestation in the world. True abundance is love. True abundance is compassion and mercy. True abundance is the qualities of Allah. We are light beings who live in that abundance. We need to understand the nature of the truth of our being and the food that sustains that nature. And the food that sustains that nature is the qualities of Allah. Love sustains that nature. The Kutub sustains that nature. We need to fall into that, to bathe in that, to luxuriate in that, to glorify that. This is our work. This is how we discover who we truly are. If you associate with snakes, you become a snake. If you associate with thieves, you become a thief. If you associate with lawyers, you become a lawyer. If you associate with rats, you become a rat. Associate with Allah. Associate with the Kutub. Meditate on the Kutub. Merge with the Ketuv. Learn to live in that space. May that come to pass for each of us. Amin, amin, ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah wa barakatuh.